It's Tuesday, November 26, and with your news at 1, I am Leonard Witbien. The festive season is associated with a higher likelihood of theft and accidents. Many people leave their homes unoccupied, making them more vulnerable to criminal activity. Johannes Ezekiel from Old Mutual underscores the need for vigilance during the holidays.
It's vital to take proactive measures to protect yourself, your assets, and your loved ones during this period of increased vulnerability. By taking precaution, you can reduce the risk associated with safe and road travel, ensuring greater peace of mind. It's important to review your short-term insurance policy to ensure your coverage meets your needs during this busy period, offering you the protection you need when it matters most.
The Legal Assistance Centre, in partnership with the European Union, has successfully completed a 5-day paralegal training program for SAN communities. This initiative is part of the SAN Empowerment Project, aimed at improving access to justice and promoting legal capacity building. Silke Hofs from the EU delegation to Namibia highlighted the project's importance in empowering marginalized communities.
So with regard to the paralegals that are being trained under the project, these paralegals serve as vital links between their communities and national service providers, including legal aid officers, health services, and government departments. Paralegals are often the first point of contact when national services are out of reach, ensuring that the voice of the marginalized individuals are heard and that their needs are addressed.
South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, has reaffirmed the country's commitment to peace, justice and self-determination for Palestine. He participated in the 47th United Nations International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. Lamola says the only way to achieve peace is a two-state solution where Israel will be able to exist side by side in peace with a viable and fully independent Palestinian state within internationally recognized perimeters.
It cannot be that any criticism towards Israel is rendered anti-Semitic. The question who bears responsibility for the countless child corpses emerging from the rubble of what were once homes destroyed by Israel bombs is not an act of anti-Semitism. It is a profound call to human conscience, a plea for justice. It is a cry for accountability.
Continentally, Zimbabwe's president met with creditors and finance executives to discuss clearing debt arrears and restructuring the $12.7 billion in external debt, reports Reuters. The country aims to access international capital markets for the first time in over two decades, despite its debt accounting for 81% of GDP and a history of financial crises. Internationally, neither the U.S. or China would win a trade war, the Chinese embassy in Washington said on Monday, after President-elect Donald Trump vowed additional tariffs on China as well as U.S. neighbors Canada and Mexico. Trump said he would impose additional 10% tariffs on goods from China and 25% on all products from Mexico and Canada in posts on his Truth Social network. Here is Laura Westbrook bringing us the details.
The spokesman for the Chinese embassy in the U.S., Liu Pengyu, said economic and trade cooperation between the U.S. and China is mutually beneficial. No one will win a trade war or a tariff war, he said. Now, Trump said he would impose the additional tariffs until China stops the flow of illegal drugs, particularly fentanyl, into the United States. Beijing says it's taken steps to combat drug trafficking. Analysts say it's unclear whether Trump will follow through on the promise or use it as a negotiating tactic. Trump has campaigned on a promise to implement 60% tariffs for all goods imported from China. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.